Okay. Yesterday we had a really nice workshop in the afternoon about Broadside Magazine. It was great. Janice was on it. She sang Society's Child. It's wonderful to hear all those things. We're very happy to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, Janice Ian.
Pressing stuff for the opening of the show here, and try not to disappoint anyone, and then go into my rock and roll goddess hero later, so bear with me. Leaving alone, leaving your light. is I could not beg for you, though I'd like to be the one to see you through. Every step you have taken disappears with the tide. You're torn up and shaken with changing your mind. You haven't got the grace to see you finally decide, and you haven't got the strength to stay to fight. Those people who surround you only want to see you weak enough to crawl. They'll lie for you and decide for you. They'll buy up all your rights and all your wrongs, and they'll try and stop your singing in the middle of your song. For they do not want you free. They will not make you strong, but only drag you down in the hole they're coming from. They see you are foolish for wanting the sun. They call you selfish for learning to run. And they'll tell you that the darkness is a blessing in disguise. You never have to notice if you say to die you're blind. And they'll do their best to keep you from the light. So I was not going to do any really depressing ballads because it's an outdoor festival and it's the end of the day, and then then the rain came and I thought, well, since everyone is sort of drenched anyway, why not? And I got a lot of comments on this yesterday, so I'll ask your indulgence. Jesse, come home, there's a hole in the bed where we slept. Now it's growing cold. Hey Jesse, our face in the place where we lay by the hearth, all apart, it hangs on the heart. And on leaving the light on the stairs, no, I'm not scared, 'cause I wait for you. Hey Jesse, I'm lonely, come home. Jesse, the floors and the boards recalling your steps. And I remember too, all the pictures are fading, and they're shaded in gray. Yesterday that I was real young when I started being a folk singer. Actually, I rode up here from the airport with a gentleman who told me I was not, in fact, a folk singer. And I asked him why not, because I thought I was. And he said that a folk song had to be sung by two generations, learned orally, and never published. And I said, well, what about This Land Is Your Land? And he said, nope, not a folk song. And I said, well, what about the child ballads then? And he said, nope, not a folk song. Well, it reminded me of when I was a kid, because when I was 14 and 15 and I was singing Society's Child, I got in a lot of trouble with some of the folk establishment for having drums on my record. And they didn't want me to do the folk festivals like this because I was a heathen. So I used to get into long arguments with people about that and about what was folk music. And from there, Dave Van Ronk and I once had a three-day argument at the Philadelphia Folk Festival about whether you could play a blues solo standing or you had to be seated. Which at the time, given his liquor content in my youth, seemed very important. And we argued for 3 days over this. I mean, we argued over whether you could play the blues seated or standing, or whether you could be white and play the blues, or whether, in my case, being from New Jersey was enough. We argued whether you had to be black, whether you had to have sung for a certain amount of years, all of these things. And then on the third day of the argument, Reverend Gary Davis came walking up, and he was an old black gentleman who was blind. And so Van Ronk stopped and said, "All right, let's ask Gary. Gary is as authentic a blues singer as you can get." And so he said, "Gary, do you have to be black to sing the blues?" And Gary said, "No." He didn't think so. And he said, "Well, you know, do you have to be old to sing the blues?" And Gary said, "No," he didn't think so. And Van Ronk said, "See, I told you." And Gary turned around and said, "But he did think it'd be good if we were blinded at some point." So, I broke down in the desert a few years ago. And as 9 o'clock started to roll around and the sun was going down, I had a revelation and it flipped me back to that time. And this is what came out. There was a long road, there was a big deep hole, and then the axle broke. I barely had time to work up a sweat. Smoke. I was glued to the seat. I was dying of the heat. Then the water jug spilled right onto the desert sand. I got down on my hands and knees and said, "Do what you will." And there was a voice from the dunes in the noonday sun. Well, he handed me a pamphlet, he said, "Make sure you read it." And he started back the way he had come. It said, "Welcome to Acousticville." She checked me in over there, wearing nothing but her hair and a couple of candlesticks. She had long, long teeth. It was a huge relief that my door had a chain. It was an ordinary bed. It had a sign that said, "Well, you can steal this stain." Not an outlet in sight, not a lamp, not a light, and it was coming on nice. I was sleeping on the floor when she slithered through the door and whispered, "Baby, did you lose your appetite?" She said, "Welcome to Acousticville." Opposable thumbs. Welcome to Acousticville. Gary Davis, Sippy Wallace, Furry Lewis, Muddy Waters, they were laying at the pool. Robert Johnson, Liver Cotton, Vance Lipscomb, Charlie Christian, and his children too. Between the lotion and chlorine, Jimi Hendrix played a Martin 18. We all joined in as he began to scream, "Welcome to Acousticville."
had a real good time. Good food, good wine, I got my appetite back. But whenever I told her I wanted to leave, she'd get so mean. She'd peel the paint off a Cadillac. Wait a minute, I said, I don't recall being dead, though I am white as a ghost. She looked me right in the eye and said, you think I'm alive, but baby, God only knows. And that's the thing I love about the blues. You can't predict who it is gonna choose, but it's an honor that you really can't refuse. Welcome to Acousticville. Welcome to Acousticville.
So that's going to be on my next record, which comes out in September. I'm supposed to say that because apparently I have no product here. I apologize. That was a much better apology than mine.
were never called when choosing sites for basketball. It was long ago and far away, and the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game, and when we dare, we cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown. They call and say, come on, dance with me, and murmur vague obscenities at ugly girls like me at 17.
I've only got 5 more minutes, Klon, so hey, it's gonna be dark, you know? You don't wanna be out here in the dark. We'll make him a long 5 minutes. So I'm going to my last song. Okay.
Boy, that's a big switch. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Some city changed their lives, and the writer said, I wish you'd know me when I still believed in the truth. Now it's all I have left, along with my debts and lack of youth. He said, take no prisoners, tell no lies, no pity songs of compromise. Wow.
Let us know if you'd like another, will you?
Some have changed, and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them all. One of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. I know I will never lose affection. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you
Ian.
Woo!
John Gorka.